recording artist, The Roses.
Thank you. one. Welcome to Pittsburgh. This is a really great song that I wrote. We'd like to do it now. We will. Sit down on the train with my big poppy boy. And chill for a free drink. I wipe the sweat off of my brow and the side of my arm. And I take off all that I can. I am trying not to have a bad day. Now everybody knows the way. But the guy who sits down next to me is even bigger than that. We are overflowing out of the seats, and I can't look at him. He doesn't look at me. Once you step on, you might never get off of a commuter train. Doesn't go very far. Can we have a party? Would he rather have a party? After all, we have to sit here, and he's even drinking a beer. I want to ask him what's his name, but I can't because I'm so afraid. about food. I tried to fall in love this year, but it didn't really work. One place that really applies, I think, is like in trying to have conversations with people, you know? It's great when, you know, everybody, you know, I say something, then you say something, and everybody's saying the right amount of things, and, you know, everybody's happy then. I don't know why it's not like that, but anyway. I got into this thing with this friend of mine, you know, a while back where, you know, we were getting together at my house a lot, you know. I was cooking dinner and stuff, and a fascinating person this was. But we got off on the wrong foot because it started where, it ended up where, like, they were doing all the talking and I was kind of doing all the listening. And it was great for, like, the first 6 months, and it went on for, like, a year or 2 years, 3 years, you know, and after a while, I mean, well, this is what I was thinking. life story. As if I wasn't there, so now I'm saying, turn off the faucet. New waterfall. I'm the bucket. Damn it all. Every time I start to talk, you can't concentrate. I'm just warming up. If you freeze over, I could escape. I see your mouth's ajar, and now you're gonna start crying. 'Cause that's the way you are. You're never gonna turn off the faucet. You waterfall. I'm sorry. Called Folk City.
And,
do they have a chain of that thing here? That would be great. Well, anyway, we used to play there, and like it was kind of a small club, smaller than this. And well, I guess probably the biggest difference is there was like never anybody on that side of the stage, you know? So you could really do anything you wanted to. And I'm substantially younger than Maggie and Terry. So I was kind of a little young to be, you know, partying, I guess. And I saw them though, they really partied in. I saw them do a lot of things they don't even remember doing. What do you think about that? No, I meant them. What's different about me now? I'm partying too. Your shirt's on now. Well, we used to, get down. No, we used to get face down. You take your face, you know, this part, put it down. It's great, it's real cool. This is a song called Face Down at Folk City.
Stop!
Most of the time,
I don't listen to what anybody says, you know. But I thought maybe I'd pay attention to this. And usually at this point of the show, I introduce the band, and I thought I'd like skip over that part. I think maybe you should skip over something else that you were planning to say. Yeah, I know, I thought of that, but no. The weird thing is that when we were just down in Texas, you know, and like when I said that, like in the show, like the whole audience went, "Oh no, introduce the band."
Don't do it. It's cool.
Are you lovely?
Yeah, must be a regional thing. Well, I kind of feel like talking, actually. Okay, all right, don't get pushy. I will introduce the band now. This person over here, don't worry, I know what I'm doing, honey. This person over here is just, I don't know, she's the joy of my life. I room with her on the road. And we spend a lot of time sleeping in the same room. She's blonde, she's beautiful. And the name is Terry. And the one at the piano, she's a mystery to me. I spend a lot of time wondering, what is she really thinking? She is a profound specimen of human. Her name is Maggie. You know, we're a band of three people, oddly enough, and we have this person up on stage here with us. See, when we go to a town, we put a little ad in the paper that says, "Does anybody want to play with the Roaches when they come to town?" Like, she actually answered the ad. So she's like playing all these songs without ever having heard of them. No, that's not true, actually. Last show, they didn't even have a light on it. But I want to tell you something. This is probably my favorite point in the show because now I'm going to get a little bit personal here, which I always like to keep it kind of professional, you know. But I am actually not younger than Maggie and Terry. I'm older than them, and they were singing around and stuff like that. I was raising a family, and now I think that's been accomplished. And this is my daughter over here on the keyboard. Actually, we were thinking of doing a kind of a Judds thing, you know. We didn't want to leave Maggie and Terry, you know. And I will tell you. I might even let her tell you. No, actually she's changed her name. Or I changed her name for her. I gave her what I think is her father's name. No. Would you please, she really practiced hard all her life, and I kind of pushed at her, and I think I'm really proud of that, but I'm more proud of the fact that she's a pretty good human being. And would you please welcome to Pittsburgh, Libby McLaren. Texas, we were in this one hotel, and sitting by the pool, you know, they had great weather there, real hot, got too much sun, you know, sunburn. Anyway, we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, like, these guys come flying through the area, and alarms go off, and it's like, you know, all this excitement, and people from the lobby are flying through the halls of the hotel, and they're screaming and everything. And so, next thing you know, like three or four fire trucks pull up at the hotel, and they go running in, you know, with the big hoses and stuff. And anyway, it really turned out to be was nothing. Somebody was burning incense somewhere, and they had somehow set the whole thing in motion. But it was really exciting for me, because I've always had a real thing for firemen. I don't know if it's the uniforms that they wear, you know, the hats and the rubber stuff, but or if it's the guy himself, because I've never seen the guy, the fireman, without the hat and the rubber. And I've never seen the hat and the uniform without the fireman, so I don't know if which the thing, real, you know, where it really is emanating from, but the excitement. But it was great because there was a sort of a big, tall, heavy set, no, well, good shape, but football maybe?
Stout.
Stout, thank you. That happens sometimes with the words, you know, it's like in the Scrabble game when you don't have the letter, you know, that you need. Thank you. Stout. I will always remember you, Stout. Anyway, so this big stout fellow came, what does stout mean? He came out and he was like the leader of the guys, you know, and he was like obviously relieved that he didn't have to really do anything, but at the same time there was all these people sitting around, including me, who was sitting on the side of the pool just kind of like this, you know. And he walked right by me and he looked me right in the eye and he said, "Everything's all right now, man."
Thank you.
heart and soul. We'll try not to get in the way of the gods, as we always do. Try not to get in the way of the gods. We're flying across the ocean. Flying across the ocean, ocean, ocean soon, ocean soon. I dreamed I saw my guitar topple off onto the runway. Please be careful with my guitar, whoever you are. We're leaving behind our boyfriends. Boyfriends, 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 boyfriends. I hope they have health food in Dublin and strawberry apricot pie. If they don't have those things in Dublin, we'll probably die. We're going away to Ireland, Ireland. Ireland, little moments in your life, right? You'll always remember them forever, Especially doing this for a living, you never know what you're gonna find, when you go into one of these towns, I'd like to. What?
The black and art. Yeah, sure.
Sometimes. Is that snow over there? Well, I was going to share with you first, if you don't mind. I think this is probably the most incredible thing that ever happened to me in my whole career, at least with this group. It was the time that we were playing in Washington, D.C., and you're not going to believe this, but President Reagan actually came to our show. We had no idea he was such a big fan of ours or anything like that. And to tell you the truth, it was kind of a dumpy little club, right? And we didn't even believe he was there. They told us, and we thought somebody was kidding. And then, sure enough, after the show, the little dressing room door opens, and in walks, President Reagan with all these, men around him, and he's got one of those big suits he always wears. His face was on. Actually, to tell you the truth, it was kind of awkward. It's always a little bit awkward when two famous people meet each other. And I think he was a little bit kind of lost for words, and so was I. He didn't really say much. He kind of had these little noises that they were nice though. And then we kind of stood around there like this for a couple of minutes, and I swear to God, two of these guys turned him around and led him right out of the dressing room. Really highly, intense, I guess. Well, the worst though part was yet to come, because it turns out he's not a big fan of ours, and he never even heard of us before, right? But it was during one of them campaigns, that they got, and the thing was that, the campaign people had heard that we had a song that was going to, appeal to the younger generation or something like this, right? So we were just thrilled. Because we actually thought we were going to make some money doing it. So embarrassing though, because one of the guys says, "Well, and of course this is going to be a campaign donation, right?" And we were all standing around like this. And did you ever have that thing happen where all of a sudden it goes, and you can't get it back up there, no matter how much you try, And we were thinking, what's in it for us? But the thing was, Terry was great. She said something to the guy well, thank you. She said, but we don't like to get political about our music, something like that, right? Anyway, that was the whole thing. And the guys were, thank you. And they left, right? And so, that's the whole story. It's pretty incredible thing to have happened to you, got to admit. Anyway, this next song is the song that they were going to use, and the guy said they were going to pipe it into the elevators at the college campuses. One, two, three, four, five,
my boyfriend, I don't care. One night, one night, one night. Oh my God.
clothes and hang them on a line. It was January the 30th. Everybody was feeling fine. The next day, everybody got up, seeing if the clothes were dry. Dogs were barking, a neighbor passed. Mama, of course, she said, hi. Have you heard the news? He said with a grin, the vice president's gone mad. Where? Downtown. When? Last night. The need is too bad. Well, there's nothing we can do about it, said the neighbor. It's just something we're gonna have to forget. Yes, I guess so, said Ma. And then she asked me if the clothes were still wet. I reached up to touch my shirt, and the neighbor said, are those clothes yours? I said, some of them, not all of them. He said, you always help out around here with the chores. I said, sometimes, not all the time. And then my neighbor, he blew his nose, just as Papa yelled outside. Mama, why don't you come on back in the house and bring them clothes?
Oh, Mama, why don't you come in the house and bring them clothes?
I just do what I'm told, so I did it, of course. I went back in the house and Mama met me, and then I shut all the doors.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For the Lord God of Mephotion reigneth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Forever and ever, King of Kings.
better now? Well, not quite. Thanks for coming to see us, really. We were kind of, you know, a little bit wondering whether anybody was going to come tonight. Really, it's, you never know, you know. It's great to know that all of you guys are here.
We've been waiting for years.
We're still here.
So sing.
We've been singing. But listen, you know.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. I hope that you're going to have a nice time for the rest of your life. And have a nice afterlife, too. What else? Anybody else want to say something? Tomorrow. This ought to say, actually, this is a good song for you right there, because this will be good for the rest of your life. You can just, like, this will be, I think you've OD'd here. Except for this one song. This is for the rest of your life and the hereafter. great. Thanks a lot, Billy. We're going to do something now for Mother's Day. I love my mom.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Oh.
very, you know.
Overwhelmed?
Not quite overwhelmed.
Yeah, you know. I do feel overwhelmed.
What? Yeah. Depressed? Are you kidding?
No.
All right, here's a question for you. What does cryptic mean?
Serious.
All right. Does cryptic mean short? $10. She says cryptic means short. I mean, really, come on. What do you think it means? It means... No, it means mysterious. It means like vague. Wait, we got a concise back here. That's pretty good. I like concise. Concise, are you kidding? What does concise mean? Short. You would not know what cryptic means. Because you have never been able to be cryptic. Sometimes I can't believe the fans. All right, here's a real love song for you.